Roy Cummings joining us now, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com, friend of the program. Tom Brady holding his own OTAs with new teammates in Tampa Bay. And, Roy, how do you like the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers?
Yeah, that's good. That's who they are right now. That's who's giving everybody all the excitement. That's what's providing all the excitement. That's why they're the talk of the NFL at this point. So, yeah, the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers, that works.
I want to know how they got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers helmet so quickly. I mean, come on, are they really practicing social distancing?
Well, there's probably plenty of ways to do that. You probably, at some point, you got to show
kidding.
Tom Brady, how to get into the building and all that stuff. But obviously, they're not practicing social distancing. You can see you got 9-12 guys out there on the high school field. They weren't wearing masks. They were wearing, they were wearing helmets, but no masks.
Now, Roy, when I look at how Tampa Bay's structured, and I still think, and I know Tom Brady wants to do this, that you can't pass every play. So what is your take where they're at on the offensive line? Obviously, they drafted Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle from Iowa, but then Keyshawn Vaughn, the running back from Vanderbilt, the last round, Raymond Calais, the running back from Louisiana Lafayette. So isn't that one area that if they're truly going to take that next step, get double-digit wins, it could be a playoff team, that it's not just Tom Brady passing every play. They got to have some sense of balance in the running game.
Oh, it's absolutely the case. That is to me, that is the biggest area offensively where they've got to improve. The Buccaneers last year ranked 14th in the league in rushing attempts, but 24th in the league in rushing yardage. That's not a good ratio there. You're trying to run, obviously, but you're certainly not getting it done. So they have got to try. They've got to continue to try to run, but they've got to do a better job of it. Does Tristan Wirfs make a difference? He probably does. DeMar Dotson, he's been a heck of a player for this team for many years. But he's clearly in the twilight of his career. His career may be over at this point. So you'd hope that the young kid will come in and give you a little bit more there, but you also might give up a little bit in terms of pass protection with a rookie at right tackle. So we'll see how it works out. But, I like what they did in the draft to boost that running attack. I think Tom Brady is certainly going to impress upon Byron Leftwich and Bruce Arians the need to run the ball more. But the key is, can you run it more effectively? And that's going to come down to execution. And can they execute better? We'll have to, we'll wait and see. But if they don't, it's going to be tough for Tom Brady to move the football down the field with these guys.
Roy, 2 years ago, if I'd have told you that Jameis Winston's going to be the backup quarterback for the Saints, what would you have said?
I wouldn't have disagreed. I don't know. I think I would have given the chances of that happening about 20-30% at the time, because I thought he was, I still think he's a kid with a tremendous future. He had a lot of stuff that he had on his plate. We just talked about the fact that, he didn't have a running game last year. And so he knew that everything was on him. He didn't have a defense for the first half of the season. He made too many picks, but, I would have probably said 2 years ago that that's unlikely to happen. I thought the Buccaneers were, completely invested in him for the future. And you know what? And I may have told you guys this before, but I know I've said it before. He'd be a Buccaneer now, Jameis Winston, if Tom Brady were still a Patriot. It came down to the fact that Tom Brady was available because the Patriots were no longer interested, because the Chargers weren't interested. The Titans weren't interested. There was one team interested, really, and that was Tampa Bay. And when you've got a chance to bring in the GOAT and you think you can win a Super Bowl this year, if you do it, you take that chance. That's who the Buccaneers have become. They're one of those teams that, just tries to catch lightning in a bottle and hope it works. It worked with John Gruden 15, 20 years ago. Let's see what happens again.
And, Roy, speaking along those lines, and you look at Tampa Bay, obviously, you look at their roster, and it's all wait till next year. Watch out for Tampa Bay. But it seems like they're right there, 7-9, 8-8, 9-7, at best type team. So when you say with the addition of Tom Brady and now Gronkowski. How many wins does that make? I mean, wouldn't you be extremely disappointed if Tampa Bay doesn't get to double-digit wins? I'm not saying even win the NFC South, but it just seems like just because of prestige and the expectations, but then you have a Rob Gronkowski coming in at tight end and that relationship he has with Tom Brady, that, God, if they don't get to 10 wins, it seems like it'd be disappointing, obviously, what you've invested in them for the 2020 season.
There's no question. It will be a disappointment if they don't get there, but I don't know that I would put disappointment and equate that with a number of victories, because to me, disappointment is going to be if they miss the playoffs and even miss the Super Bowl. They're all in on the Super Bowl, and if they don't get to the playoffs, it's a disappointing season. If they don't win the Super Bowl, it's a disappointing season. So if they can get to the playoffs by winning 8 games, good for them. Then they've achieved their primary objective. If they can get to the Super Bowl by winning 8 regular season games and then somehow winning a couple more in the playoffs, well, then good for them. They've achieved their objective. But if they win 10, 11 games and don't get to the playoffs, or if they win 10 games, get to the playoffs, and don't get to the Super Bowl, that's a disappointment. So it's a tough equation they've created. That's what it is. They're all in on the Super Bowl, guys. It's all about this year. They aren't even thinking about 2021.
Wow.
And there's no thought at all of 2022 or beyond.
That's mind-blowing in a lot of ways, just because, I mean, rare is it that he would leave. I mean, look, he's the GOAT. I agree with you. But that's just high expectations, considering there's still some holes they got to fill along the offensive line.
Well, the thing is, Christian, why, and I think Roy would agree with this, whenever you, any franchise, Super Bowl or bust, what are you talking about? Don't you want to be in the hunt and just be a playoff team? You don't know what's going to happen. To me, then they're heading in the right direction, and it was the right move if they're going to the playoffs, because Tampa Bay has not been to the playoffs. When you think about what it's been since 2007, I'm trying to recollect. I know it's almost 2 decades since the Super Bowl, so that's kind of far-fetched. I mean, come on, he's not a warlock. I mean, he's not like a Merlin the magician. I mean, Tom Brady's great and Gronkowski and all that, but to say a Super Bowl, I think if Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans are expecting that, I think it's a little far-fetched. Now, playoffs, I can understand that. You don't know what's going to happen in double-digit wins. But to say that, Super Bowl or bust, we've been saying that with the Saints. We've had the best regular season the last 3 seasons, and we all know about the non-call and all that. It's hard to get to Super Bowl. So, Roy, I don't know. Listen, that to me, if you're a Tampa Bay fan, and if you, at least you're in the thick of things in the hunt and you make the playoffs, and you don't make the Super Bowl, you cannot jump off the bandwagon. How can you not be excited about that type of season?
I think normally you would be. But, look, it's not just the fans who are expecting that. The organization is. And I don't know that it's Jason Light and Bruce Arians who have those expectations. But the Glazer family, that's their expectation. And here's
the
reason.
Have they said that, Roy, publicly?
Well, no, they never speak publicly. But that's the reason they went and got Tom Brady. Look, you don't have a big window here. Bruce Arians plans to be out as coach within 2 years. 2 years from now. He'll coach this year, and he'll probably coach next year, but that's it. You've got Gronkowski. Jason Light is on record as saying, I hope to get 1 year out of Gronkowski. So that clearly tells you right there that beyond this season, they don't expect to have that element. And what can you really expect out of Tom Brady beyond this season? Look, Tom Brady, and you just said it, he's been fading here the last 2-3 years as it is. His numbers are down all across the board. Naturally, we shouldn't be surprised. He's gone into a tougher division. At a time when Drew Brees is getting better, Tom Brady's not getting better. He seems to be getting a little bit worse. He's going to, but I mean, that's why they did this. They didn't do this thinking that, sure, they'd love to, if they can win a Super Bowl in 2021, great. But they're not thinking about 2021. They're thinking about winning the Super Bowl this year. And it's way too much to ask and expect of these guys. But I think ownership has laid that down and said, look, we got a shot at Tom Brady. We're taking it. It's all about winning a Super Bowl this year. And if Tom, again, you can't expect Tom Brady to come back next year and be Tom Brady again. We haven't seen what he looks like outside of New England yet. So it's way too much to ask him to be the GOAT next year at the age of what, 41?
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, we'll see you guys week one, man.
Yeah.
All right, Roy.